Welcome to the prayer segment that's listed on the website. And we come together with prayers for people that request prayers. If you click on the slides portion, you'll see the ones that we have listed that we know about. But there's always prayers that are never mentioned aloud. And we always want to come into a prayer of agreement with people and for people. But prayer is an important part of our life with God Almighty. He talks to us and we talk to Him, and I think He likes it that way, because the Bible really gives us an opportunity to think about prayer. As our scripture last week was in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says this: "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God says, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land." So prayer really is an act of worship in which we seek God with our heart. And it's also through prayer that we can talk to God, because throughout the Bible, effective prayer includes these elements of adoration for God, confession of our sins, and a commitment that we will do better in our life, because God will help us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus taught His disciples that prayer, which is an intimate relationship with God the Father that includes dependency for our daily needs and our commitment to obedience, and more importantly, the forgiveness of sin. And when Jesus was here on the earth and His disciples were with Him and they walked everywhere they went and they ministered. So at the end of the day, they were tired. They would stop and they built a fire and fellowship and eat and different things. And Jesus, after that, always would go off by Himself. And it puzzled the disciples. When He came back, they said, "Lord, why do you go off by yourself like that after we have a time of dinner?" And He said, "Well, I need to talk to the Father." "Talk to the Father? Can we do that?" And He says, "Yes. He wants to hear from you. He wants you to talk to Him, and He wants to be able to talk to you. So I'm going to give you a prayer, a model prayer, for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray that prayer together, with and for the ones that we know about and even the ones that we don't know about, as we pray: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespasses against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen."